Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Andrew, and I have the privilege of serving as one of the student pastors here at the Lewis Center campus. And this week, we looked at the story of Bezalel and Aholiab in Exodus, and we looked at what it means to have the heart of a servant. I don't know about you, but oftentimes, after long extended seasons of serving, I can find myself going through the motions of a servant, but my heart isn't in the right place. I'm doing the work, but I've forgotten the why behind the work. In this story specifically, I think that we observe three different attitudes that flow out of the heart of a servant who understands why they're doing what they're doing. The first one is this: whatever it takes. In this season of their lives, it didn't matter what the task was that they were called to do. The Israelites are so overwhelmed that they had the opportunity to be used by God that they were willing to do whatever it was that God needed them to do. Sometimes we can start to look at what we're doing and demean what it is that God has called us to do because it doesn't seem like a sensational opportunity in our eyes. But God doesn't call them to seemingly sensational opportunities. He calls them to oversee the construction project, to make the other stuff. God calls people to bring the stuff. The first attitude of the heart of a servant is one that says, God, if you'll use me, I will do whatever it takes. The second attitude is this: however he wants. For whatever reason, this is the point that I feel most uncomfortable making. I don't think that we tend to love the idea of doing things somebody else's way. Right. In this case, being obedient to God sometimes means that we're going to have to do things his way, even if it's not the way that we want to do it. It's not just obedience, but it's obedience that requires surrender of our way as well. In this case, the Israelites were obedient to build the tabernacle the way that God wanted it to be done. Not their way, his way. The third attitude we observe in this passage is this: we get to do this. When we understand how incredible it is that the God of the universe knows each of us personally and still chooses each of us personally, I think it's impossible to have an attitude that says, you really want me to do this? Bezalel, Aholiab, the rest of the crew knew that they had just been saved back in Egypt, and being able to see how their situation had completely turned around got them fired up to serve God in any way that they could. It wasn't the feeling of we have to, it was the feeling of we get to. Whether you've been serving for a long time or you're just beginning to serve, my prayer for you would be that these are the attitudes that would flow out of your heart as you continue to be obedient to do whatever it is that God is calling you to do. God wants to use you today to build up his kingdom in your family, at your job, with your friends, in your life group, at your campus, in every area of your life. Let me pray for you. God, thank you so much for how you give us the opportunity to be a part of your kingdom. Lord, I pray that we would never forget that you have called us to be servants. Lord, I pray that as we're obedient to this calling, that these are the attitudes that would flow out of our hearts, and that you would remind us of why you've called us and where you've called us, and show us those opportunities throughout our day that we can be a part of building up your kingdom. In your name, amen. Well, have a great week, everybody.